All right, roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
Beck.
Here.
Metcalf.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Hyland.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Skrull.
Here, seven in attendance. We're going to start with the proclamation. So, may I?
Dr. Rita, please.
Sure.
We have a couple guests. I would.
Oh, yes, please.
Also, Sean, you want to introduce our guests tonight?
We have Andrew and Derek here from the Springfield Bucket Horse Youth.
Yay! Just why don't you give us, as long as you're here, a little recap of the season, and were you pleased? And
Jamie put you on the spot, didn't he?
It was really fun seeing the team and support from everybody. You know, the biggest question mark when we came in was just how people are going to be receptive to us, and with the name change and a lot of the change that we did. But overall, I think we have a lot to build up for next year. But just seeing the reception, seeing the reaction from people in the community, it's just been great. So, like I said, this makes us even more excited for the future.
You might have better parking.
Well, on that note, we're very pleased as well with the partnership and how it's going. And so thank you. Thank you for coming in and partnering with us and betting on the community. We really appreciate it. So with that, the Springfield Park District manages a baseball stadium known as Robin Roberts Stadium. Robin Roberts opened in 1928 as Reservoir Stadium. I did not know that. In 1976, the stadium was renamed in honor of Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Robin Roberts, a graduate of Lanphier High. The field has been home to several minor league teams and hosts many local school baseball teams and countless sporting events that has united our community for nearly the past century. We recognize Catskill City Baseball for becoming a strong community partner, hosting a remarkable 2022 inaugural year, providing economic vitality, competitive baseball, and family-friendly entertainment to our residents. The entire staff and the park district spend countless hours to prepare Robin Roberts Stadium to get it prepared for the inaugural season, and all the hard work has paid off. The stadium beat its final competitor by a 79-21 margin to take the top spot a total of 115 ballparks competed in this year's contest, and it was a marvelous matchup with the two final ballparks steeped in baseball history. Robin Roberts Stadium is the proud representative of the qualities that make summer collegiate ball so enduring. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Park Board of Trustees, formally recognizes Robin Roberts Stadium, home of the Springfield Lucky Horseshoes, as your winner of the 2022 Summer Collegiate Best of the Ballparks by fan vote.
Thank you very much to both of you, and we are, like I said, we are absolutely delighted that you have joined us and that we're doing this partnership that's been so successful in this first year. We can't wait to see it.
And we're
giving our pleasure, like I said, we've got about 20 plans. We can't wait to see it.
We absolutely
appreciate
it. Well, and I am thrilled about that. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. I also, as we talked about when we talked about doing this proclamation, I'd like to recognize the work done by Sean's crew that worked out there at the ballpark. They were just as instrumental as the horseshoe staff and getting that ballpark, the win and everything, and I think it would be in our best interest to show our appreciation and make sure that every staff member gets a copy of the proclamation.
I think that's a fabulous idea. Thank you. And so just so it's official, it's an official proclamation, may I have a motion to approve the proclamation?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you. With that, we have the minutes of the previous meetings, and may I have a motion to approve? Thank you. And a second? A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have a few special guests this evening. Derek, would you like to introduce Angie?
I would love to. So we're very excited to introduce the newest member of our team, our new Director of Recreation and Marketing, Angie Wisnett.
Hi, Angie.
Hello. I'm trying to stand up on my back.
I'll do a quick intro for you, if that's okay, Angie. So Angie earned a Master's of Science degree in Public Administration and Policy Analysis from Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville and brings over 20 years of professional experience to this position. Throughout her career, she's held various leadership positions in the field of parks and recreation, including the states of Florida, Georgia,
You and I are having a similar issue tonight.
Missouri, Illinois, and I think Indiana as well. Most recently, Angie was the former director of Parks and Recreation for a Municipal Recreation Department in Brooksville, Florida. She's an experienced and respected leader in the field of Parks and Recreation, and I'm confident she's going to do a great job for us. So welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Angie.
Thank you. I'm originally from Southern Illinois, so born and raised in the state, and then took a journey southward in 2019. And so this is home for me. I'm very happy to be back in the state of Illinois. I'm thrilled to be in the department, in an organization that is structured as such, where the people take it upon themselves to say, yes, we want to spend our tax dollars on this service, and they see parks and recreation as a core value in a community. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be home and to be part of this organization. I'm looking forward to getting to know you and to working with you.
As we are with you, and thank you. Welcome. We're glad that you wanted to come home. Where in Southern Illinois?
Flora, Illinois. Lake County.
Alvin.
There you go.
My dad's from Alvin. My mom's from Fairfield.
Yes.
Right by Mount Carmel, which is where my mother-in-law is from.
Absolutely. So that's the place. I used to be the South Egyptian Conference.
Yeah.
And it's still a two-lane drive mostly. No, it's not. But that's the charm of it.
I'm thrilled to be home and to be part of the organization.
Welcome. We're delighted to have you. Doug?
So for those of you who maybe have not met Doug yet, Doug is our zoo director. We appreciate you hosting us tonight. Doug's got a couple updates he wants to share with the board.
Fun stuff going on at the zoo. Thanks, everybody, for coming out, and I hope you come out more often. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And the air is coming in.
I get that.
All right, attendance is down a little bit due to the weather, but we expect to be on track to surpass last year's attendance by the end of Holiday Lights and Dooley Dooley. Looks like we're on track for a really good year. In-house sales have already exceeded this time last year, or all of last year for 2021. Concessions has more than doubled this year, and gift shop sales have surpassed all of last year already, too. We still have the TV event coming, so you can thank Hillary for that.
No, actually, you know, you can thank me with my grandchildren here. We got everything. We got plushies and a couple of toys. We have a family pass.
Let's see, memberships are up by 22%. Volunteer program has risen from 3 to 16, which is great.
Yay.
Or 430%.
Stephen, check that man.
We're doing a lot of exhibit improvements, and animals will be going up soon as the weather is kind of closing in on us. The Langer building will be starting soon. I need to talk to you about that. Perimeter fence is going to be going on at the same time. They want to start that in the next couple of weeks. So we're clearing the fence line for that. It's a lot of work involved, but it's going to be definitely worth it. 1.3, which means 4, 1 male, 3 female penguins will be coming in to add to our collection. Three this time. They're not $10,000 each. We are part of the breeding program now, so that's how these are coming. They're coming in on a loan, which they will always be here, hopefully breed for us. Cockatoo and a toucan will be coming in. We're going to add that to our kookaburra that we got in earlier and start doing bird shows this summer when we open up the amphitheater a little bit more. Our new education gal, Kirst, is just, I mean, she's rocking and rolling on some of these programs. And I couldn't be more pleased with what she's doing out here. And the big one, of course, is Wolverines are coming back to the zoo. We've been working on this for about a year. She should be coming here in about the next month. We'll drive over and pick her up from Pennsylvania. And we'll move the otters back into the renovated exhibit over here and get that ready for the Wolverines. And we'll be one of six institutions in the country to have Wolverines.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah, that's been a long road working on it. And then, of course, we saw Julie Gooley and Holiday Lights coming up, so things never end around there. Good stuff happening at the zoo, for sure.
Doug, I really appreciate it, and I have to tell you, now I've been spending even more time at the zoo, and it's delightful, and it's crowded, which I love to see. You know, lots and lots of families, so, you know, hat tip to you and the whole team, because because the zoo has come a long way, and thanks to the Zoo Society as well. It's a great partnership, and you guys, we're grateful, because the zoo needed that energy and the TLC that you guys have brought to it in recent years, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. So I'll let the staff know there.
Please do. Cause
great staff. I mean, I could not ask for better.
Yeah. So
they all get along, which makes me from which you
And are they ever, and I know Lynn talked about this a little bit before she left, are they going to do things like a penguin experience where you can...
We're looking at that for this coming summer, so how we're going to...
I've had people ask me.
I know, yeah, that and the otters, and
yeah.
they've never met an otter, obviously. But we're looking at what we can do in the lines of that, and penguins will definitely be on that, and probably the new birds that are coming in and such, so we'll have some good stuff coming on this summer. It's going to be it's going to be quite the new zoo when you come out.
Thank you, and thanks for the excitement and the energy and all the good stuff.
Well, we appreciate it.
And I'm happy to contribute a little more in this morning. A slushy and a blood boiling.
A lot of the animals were aging out, you know, 5-10 years ago.
That's right.
So it really turned over, you know, the younger bears, the younger mountain lions, I hated it when we lost Rainier, the first Wolverine. That was a very interactive animal when it came to it. And, you know, Bones is very popular, the Arctic Fox. There's a lot of things that, as they turned over the zoo, because the other animals were aging out, it's definitely gotten a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Dr. Fox? Welcome.
So a quick intro. Dr. Fox is planning a really exciting event at one of our facilities. Dr. Fox is the president of Innovation Autism. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he wanted to come out and share some of the good news on the event that he's planning with us.
Yes, so just as a very, very brief 10-second backstory, if you go to Aaron's Pavilion right now and you walk up to the door, there's a bench by the door with a stone on it that says Violet Marie Fox, F-O-X. Violet had the same syndrome, or close, as Aaron. So when Violet passed away, I actually approached Butch. I asked them if we could figure out a way so that we could remember her next to Aaron. They're kind of syndrome twinsies, so to speak. So that's how I met Butch, and I met Tammy, and I met the Aaron's Pavilion people. And I met Jonathan Zimke, who was the occupational therapist for Violet, who is now the CEO and founder of Innovation Autism. So when Innovation Autism started, he came up to me about a year after Violet passed away and said, I have this idea, I really want to do this, and I don't know how to do it, will you help me? And so I have a background in science and pharmacology and neuroscience, and I've written grants for a decade. And I said, sure, no problem. So January 2021, we started the bylaws for Innovation Office. And by May 2021, the IRS approved our 501c3. So we were on the books. And I found out the first year it was really hard to get grants because everyone wants a Form 990, and you can't do one until you file your taxes. So we spent the first year just kind of getting our family seed money, doing that, and getting our bearings. But as soon as January 2021 hit, boy, we went off on a rocket. So Innovation Autism is designed to serve that population of autistic adults who go through school and have great help and all of a sudden age out of the school district, mm-hmm. and then just end up in their family's basement until their families can't take care of them anymore and they go into a group home. They are abandoned by our society for work-related reasons. Our employers don't accommodate their needs. I just talked to an autistic adult who, she's near the age of 50 right now, and she's had over 40 jobs. And it's because we can't take care of them. The society just is not accommodating this special population. So that's why we're here. We're here to empower these autistic adults to identify their strengths and to give them an opportunity to contribute to society. And we're also here to raise awareness to our society about autism. It's not necessarily rocket science to try to accommodate these individuals. However, you know, it is what it is, and we need to accept that. We need to start moving forward. Odds are the degree of autism that we all know now will be, you know, 1 in 4 males by 2030. So autism is literally becoming a part of humanity, and we as a society, we really need to start catching up to it. Otherwise, it's going to get pretty tricky. So for 2021, we actually hired our first autistic employee to draw pictures for us. He loved art, and it's funny, when we hired him, his parents said, we've been telling him for years that he's never going to make money doing his art, and now he's in the paint. So this is an example. Please feel free to pass it around. This is on Amazon right now. So we've hired an autistic person already. We hired them to draw pictures, and we published a book with his pictures in there, and the entire children's book is about autism awareness and how we can accept that. So that's step one. In 2021, we got our first autistic employee. Step two, let's focus on the community. So we went together and we decided to develop autism conscious environment training, ACEs training. You're not going to be an expert in autism as soon as it happens, but it's going to allow awareness so that you know what happens in the event that you go through society and you encounter someone with autism. You can understand it, you can understand what they're going through. You can understand stressors that they're experiencing. And then we offered that as a pilot to small businesses. Said, would you like to take ACEs training? Would you like to be an ACEs business? And they accepted. They took the training. We put their training. We put them on our website, a little Google map. These are the people that have taken ACEs training. And anyone with an autistic loved one could go onto our website and identify those companies who have said, we are autism aware. You're welcome in our store. You can shop here, you understand what's going on. I can tell you from someone with a special needs child, that's probably one of the biggest things that actually caused people to become hermits. They never want to go anywhere because they don't want to go places where they're judged. And so it's become a big hit. The people who have taken the ACEs training have felt empowered. Someone comes into their store and they feel like they can take care of society and know what to do. They create a fidget bag or a busy bag, similar to what Joe Crane is doing at the Lincoln Museum. They're doing something very similar to autism awareness. So then, let's take it a step further. Here we are, we're in September 2021. We've got a few very good victories under our belt, and I thought, we need to have a showcase. We need to have a good opportunity so we can show our community what we're doing, and also so we can offer the community the resources that they need to become autism aware. That's our mission to our community. So, I called up Tammy, and I said, Tammy, can you help me with Violet? And I would really like your help now. I think that this directly fits the mission of Aaron Pavilion at Southland Park. Would you allow us to do an autism awareness symposium at Aaron Pavilion so that we can be a community hub for autism in professional environments? Tammy said yes. And at first I thought, that's great. give me a folding table and a hallway, and I'll let it show us the books, let us do everything else. That's not what happened. So we started talking around. Innovation Autism is hosting its very first annual Autism Awareness Symposium on October 26th at Aaron Pavilion from the hours of 6 to 9 p.m. Independent will be Comptroller Shubena Mendoza, State Senator Scott Bennett, the YMCA, Blackburn University from Carlinville, Quan, the Champaign-Urbana Autism Network. We have Peoria, EPIC. We're going to have autistic adults talking about their journeys and their challenges throughout their professional lives. We're going to have vendors. We've got Jake Dogtree. Jake is low-functioning in autism, and his mother created a business because he loves peeling sweet potatoes all the time. He'll do it in their That's what his thing is. So he's making dog treats. Jake will be there. Quinn, the person who drew the pictures for this book, will be there signing books. We turned our folding table in a hallway into a grand hall and a community, a regional community symposium, all in a matter of 18 months. So I've been talking with Director Harms about this. I've been talking with Kenny and Martin about this. And once we realized how big this was getting, we really wanted to let the board know what was happening at a Springfield Park District facility. Odds are this is probably going to make national news because Quan, Julie Duvall, the president of Quan, knows Temple Grandin. She's a personal friend of Temple Grandin, one of the superstars for Austin. She also knows Ludacris, I found that out. Turns out I'm going to meet Ludacris on October 15th to tell him about Innovation Autism, because he's going to be at the tailgate. But the point is, as a community member of Springfield, I'm one of the original Capital Scholars, by the way, in case any of you are interested. The very first UIS Capital Scholar. But I've been a community member here for a very long time, and I really want to appreciate the Park District, what you've done at Aaron Pavilion. I want you to know exactly the impact that you're creating on the lives of the people there. And there's so much more to come. This is going to get big. Comptroller Mendoza's assistant told me that ACEs training, as far as he's concerned, will become statewide.
That's so fantastic.
We're just going to keep going.
Well, I think I'm so glad you came. And I'm so glad you laid this out for us. And let us know, and this is impressive. This is really impressive. So I have a nephew that has autism, and so I understand a little bit about some of the challenges that you are talking about, and this is huge. This is a big deal. So thank you so much. And I would invite anybody on the board, and if I can, I will be there.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. You're welcome to stay, and you're welcome to take off.
Yeah.
I don't feel obligated to stay.
Sure.
Yep. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Fox. The 26th. Okay. Would anybody else like to address the board? Okay. Grants and marketing, I think we have something to vote on tonight.
We do.
This is exciting.
Including the board back
here. Here, wait. I'm crossing on my...
Crossing hard. So including the board packet was a resolution that is part of the standard resolution that we need to submit to OSLOT as part of our grant application. As a reminder, we held a public hearing last Wednesday, had various input. There were three big items that came out of that meeting that we have changed in the design based on the input that we received. One was to move the hammock area away from the little kids area, maybe in a more peaceful part of the park, which was a good suggestion, and then adding a drinking fountain and a grill. So all those components have included in the new design. We are 99% of the way there to submit the grant. This is the last piece that we need, and if the board takes action on this tonight, which we recommend, we'll submit the grant next week and continue to keep our fingers crossed.
That's great. Does anybody have any further questions about any of what we're doing? All right. Thank you. And my thanks to staff also, of course, for putting this together in such a short time frame. I know that that is a huge amount of work, and you're obviously very good at it because we've had quite a bit of success. But I really appreciate it because I know it's a big undertaking.
And in your kind of way, the scramble, the little like 2-month window that IDNR quickly opens up and closes, probably works in our favor because we were ready, where a lot of agencies maybe didn't have the time to get things ready and host the public hearings and have a master plan in place, a lot of the things that get high points in the application process. So we were ready for it, and it's a good project. It's a really good project.
It really is. And I love that it's on the north end and renovating something that needs some TLC.
Yeah.
With that, may I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you. A motion and a second. Thank you. Roll call.
Badger?
Aye.
Sorry. Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays.
Thanks for the clarification.
Okay, we also have a statement of claims, visa bills. Anybody have any questions? With that, thank you. Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Heck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Is there anything else to come before the board?
Nope.
Motion to adjourn? And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned.